Section 4. Transporting passengers safely. This section covers vehicle inspection, loading, on the road, after trip vehicle inspection, prohibited practices, use of brake door interlocks. Bus drivers must have a commercial driver license if they drive a vehicle designed to seat more than 16 or more persons, including the driver. Bus drivers must have a passenger endorsement on their commercial driver license. To get the endorsement, you must pass a knowledge test on Sections 2 and 4 of this manual. If your bus has air brakes, you must also pass a knowledge test on Section 5. You must also pass the skills test required for the class of vehicle you drive. 4.1-Vehicle Inspection. Before driving your bus, you must be sure it is safe. You must review the inspection report made by the previous driver. Only if defects reported earlier have been certified as repaired or not needed to be repaired should you sign the previous driver's report. This is your certification that the defects reported earlier have been fixed. 4.1.1-Vehicle Systems. Make sure these things are in good working order before driving. Service brakes, including air hose couplings, if your bus has a trailer or semi-trailer, parking brake, steering mechanism, lights and reflectors, tires, front wheels must not have recapped or regrooved tires, horn, windshield wiper or wipers, rear vision mirror or mirrors, coupling devices if present, wheels and rims, emergency equipment. Make sure your bus has the fire extinguisher and emergency reflectors, 3 reflective triangles or at least 6 fuses or 3 liquid burning flares required by law. The bus must also have spare electrical fuses unless equipped with circuit breakers. 4.1.2-Access Doors and Panels. As you check the outside of the bus, close any open emergency exits. Also, close any open access panels for baggage, restroom service, engine, etc. before driving. 4.1.3-Bus Interior. People sometimes damage unattended buses. Always check the interior of the bus before driving to ensure rider safety. Aisles and stairwells should always be clear. The following parts of your bus must be in safe working condition: each handhold and railing, floor covering, signaling devices, including the restroom emergency buzzer if the bus has a restroom, emergency exit handles. The seats must be safe for riders. All seats must be securely fastened to the bus. Never drive with an open emergency exit door or window. The emergency exit sign on an emergency door must be clearly visible. If there is a red emergency door light, it must work. Turn it on at night or any other time you use your outside lights. 4.1.4-Roof Hatches. You may lock some emergency roof hatches in a partly open position for fresh air. Do not leave them open as a regular practice. Keep in mind the bus's higher clearance while driving with them open. 4.1.5-Use Your Seatbelt. The driver's seat should have a seatbelt. Always use it for safety.